KUOW podcasts are made possible by listener support. Become a new or renewing member today at KUOW.org.
From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. The Boy Scouts of America may lift their longtime ban on gays next week. If they do, the decision will be left up to individual scouting troops. Where did the ban come from and why, and what do you think about the decision to lift it?
I'm an Eagle Scout. Got my Eagle 2003. My little brother is gay and also an Eagle Scout, but only came out after getting his Eagle. I think the Boy Scouts are becoming a more and more irrelevant group thanks to their stubbornness. I think in the Northwest it's not that much of a big deal, but in the South it is a huge deal.
So I'm an Eagle Scout and the founder of Scouts for Equality. And, you know, our organization feels that discrimination at any level, whether it's the national level or the local level, sends a very harmful message to young Scouts, gay or straight.
This is still only a potential decision, in the words of the Boy Scouts. The final decision expected next week. What do you think? 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. Is it long overdue? Is it too soon? 800-289-5869. Does this make you more likely to sign your kid up for Boy Scouts or less likely, either because you disagree with the change in policy or because even if the policy changes, you just don't trust the Boy Scouts? Write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. Joining us to tell us how we got to this place, Jay Meckling, professor of American Studies at the University of California, Davis. His books include On My Honor, The Boy Scouts and American Culture, and Jay is an Eagle Scout. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
You bet. Happy afternoon to y'all.
Why are the Boy Scouts rethinking this ban on gay scouts and leaders now?
Well, there's been a lot of pressure on them. When the Supreme Court decided in 2000 that the Boy Scouts is a private organization like a church and therefore, through the freedom of association, can choose its members, the pressure continued on the Boy Scouts from sponsoring organizations, other funding agencies, cities, and so on. So for the last decade or so, there's been a lot of pressure on the Scouts, but this pressure seems to have increased and accelerated over the last couple of years with some of the well-known cases. But the big difference is that they're now on the national board, executive board of the Boy Scouts. There are now people who are executives in organizations, some of them, you know, large corporations that have non-discrimination clauses in their own policies. And they are the ones that are raising this issue for the Boy Scouts.
What's the history of this, this ban on gays? Is it something that's written down somewhere?
Well, there's really, since the Boy Scouts were founded in 1910, there was a long history before this became an issue, obviously. And I would say that it was in the 1980s, during the culture wars, that things began to heat up over issues between liberals and conservatives. And the Boy Scouts essentially chose to side with the conservatives, in part, I think, because they have among their troop sponsors some very large, more conservative churches.
Now, the Mormons and the Catholic Church are heavily involved in sponsoring some of the troops?
Yes, and in the South, the Southern Baptist Church. Not all troops are sponsored by churches or religious organizations. It could be sponsored by schools, or when I was growing up, my troop was sponsored by an Optimist Club.
Now, the Boy Scouts have had a sexual abuse scandal. A group has released on the web copies of the so-called Boy Scout perversion files from 1965 to 1985. Back in 2009, the Boy Scouts set aside $65 million to pay for settlements and jury awards. Did anyone try to connect that to the ban on gays in scouting?
Well, I think that the fact that there's been this over decades, really many more decades than you've even just mentioned, has partly led to the panic that meant that they thought that somehow you should eliminate adult gay men and adolescent boys who were thought they were gay or bisexual. And so there has been a kind of panic about this in the Boy Scouts. And, of course, each time one of these pops up, it gets a little worse. Now, the Boy Scouts did institute a youth protection program back in the 90s, which I think is a pretty effective program. It's not foolproof, but I think it's going to be a pretty good program for protecting young men from all kinds of abuse. What that means, of course, is that if the fear of abuse is no longer really the motivating factor, I think that probably it's the religious sponsorship that is still resisting.
Jay Meckling's with us to talk about the Scouts. He's the author of On My Honor, The Boy Scouts and American Culture. What's your reaction to this decision, or I should say potential decision, 206-543-5869, particularly of those of you who've been in Boy Scouts or maybe are thinking of getting your kids into Boy Scouts or have a kid in Boy Scouts right now? Let's go to Patricia, who's listening to us today in the Laurelhurst neighborhood. Patricia, good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Your mom's in Scouts?
No, I'm a mom, and I have two sons. One of them was is an Eagle Scout, and the other one is a young gay man. And I've been put in a horrible position of having to either acknowledge one or the other, or be silent on one or the other.
Explain that a little bit more. Why do you feel in that dilemma regarding your younger son?
The Eagle Scout has done, you know, a whole lot of hard work to become an Eagle Scout, and it's a high honor that's really acclaimed across the United States. And yet the group that he's part of, if my other son had chosen to be a Boy Scout, and he did not choose that, but if he had been, he would have had to be untrue to himself. And, you know, for young gay men, there's such a problem with having to sort of not acknowledge a part of yourself in certain parts of society, and I wouldn't ever want him to be in the position where he would have to deny part of himself. So I can either acclaim the Eagle Scout son, and we do,
yeah,
or I can say Boy Scouts are bad, and you know, we say that this is a bad decision. I know that my Eagle Scout feels conflicted about it, too.
Now, Patricia, if the troop that your younger son could be part of decides to lift the ban, and I understand it's up to the troops, the National Boy Scouts will allow it, but they're not requiring it, would you encourage him to go into scouting?
Well, they're both grown-ups now, but in that, I think I would keep from discouraging him.
Yeah.
You know, because I would never encourage him to be in Scouts. But, you know, when you get involved in Scouts, you know, you're not a young gay man. You're just a young pre-adolescent, you know. A lot of those things haven't really presented themselves yet.
Patricia, thanks a lot for your phone call. I appreciate it. I want to go back to you, Jay Meckling, for a moment, because I've heard that despite this national policy, there are a lot of troops that have allowed gays into their troops, although not kind of openly acknowledging it out of fear that they might get kicked out of Scouts. Is that your do you believe that is true?
Right, exactly. There are a lot of troops that have essentially practiced a don't ask, don't tell policy, just as the military did. And what happens is sometimes if a troop has decided, you know, this mother, I think, spoke very eloquently about the problem of hiding some elemental part of yourself, not being trustworthy. The first point of the Scout law is a Scout is trustworthy, and then you have to lie about something fundamental. What's happening now is more and more troops are openly defying the national office, and typically what would happen in the past is the national office would revoke the charter to the chartering organization, you know, the church or whatever it was, and so the troop would essentially lose its charter from the Boy Scouts. What's the difference now is that those troops who are practicing don't ask, don't tell don't have to do it under the radar. They mm-hmm. now can openly declare themselves as being gay friendly.
What do you think about this decision? 206-543-5869. Let's go to Linda, who's listening to us today in Snohomish County. Linda, the National Boy Scouts might lift this ban. It'd be up to individual troops. What do you think?
I'm not in favor of it. I may be your only caller today.
Do you have a kid in Boy Scouts?
I did. He just graduated about a couple of years ago. He is an Eagle Scout. And I was very much involved with the troop, as was my husband. And there is such it's all on a lot of levels. I guess my biggest concern was that the degree of intimacy that is involved in Scouts as far as male contact. Most troops are encouraged to be almost 100% male contact. In other words, there's a different dynamic that goes on between a young man and his dad when he's in a troop situation. And a lot of these young men don't have dads. I think you're putting them in camping or 50 milers or going in different situations. I just am not comfortable with it.
What's your read? I was just going to ask you, what's your read on the troop that your son was in? Because it still will be up to the individual troop, and I don't know if it's been discussed yet. This is pretty new news. But do you think that troop would continue the ban, which they could do?
I don't think they would, because they're chartered by a Christian organization that would not support that that position.
Would not support allowing gays into the troop.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
And that's going to differ from charter to charter, because it's not the parents who ultimately make the decision. It's the sponsoring charter group that will have to make that decision.
Right.
So I could find myself in a troop that my son's been in for 10 years. Well, that's too long. 5 years. And all of a sudden, the position could change, and it would not be one that I could support, and now I'd have to take him away and find one that would support my position.
Linda, thanks very much for calling. I really appreciate it. Maybe you've got a similar perspective. Maybe you've got a different perspective. It's 206-543-5869. We had a lot of response to this on Facebook. Misha wrote, a big and important step toward accepting all people as equals. Randall wrote, that institution has become so misguided, I doubt this reform is anything more than appeasement. Christy wrote that by letting local chapters decide, they're wimping out on doing the right thing, which would be to end discrimination, period. And Seattle Scott wrote, they have not changed anything. Boy Scouts of America is just selectively refining their bigotry. 206-543-5869. And we have on the line with us Jay Meckling, who's written a book about Scouts called On My Honor. And Jason wrote to this on Facebook. He wrote, amazing how fast a cultural shift has occurred at the Boy Scouts of America. But he said, I didn't realize the Boy Scouts of America bans atheists, too. Is that true, Jay Meckling?
It is, and back in the 90s, there were a lot of lawsuits going on about what they call the three Gs, God, gays, and girls. And the Boy Scouts actually gave in on the girls' point and started letting women into certain leadership positions and so on, but they did not on the atheism, on the God issue, and on gays. And I noticed in one of the press releases that apparently the exclusion of atheists is not included in this policy discussion.
So that will still be banned at the national level?
It looks to me like that. I don't know how it will develop next week.
Well, let's go to Sarah. She's listening to us this afternoon. If you just tuned in, we're talking about the decision by Boy Scouts at the national level to perhaps, potentially, lift their ban on gays in Boy Scout troops, not lifting it entirely. What they would do is they would allow individual troops to make up their own mind. And as you heard, one of our callers said that she thinks that her troop in Snohomish County would keep that ban in place. I'm interested in your reactions. Sarah, what's your reaction to this news?
Hi, I'm an LGBT. I have an LGBT family. I'm a transsexual female. I'm with a woman, and we have a son. And, you know, first thing is, going back to the previous caller, the association with pedophilia and homosexuality, I mean, the Boy Scouts and religious organizations have painted themselves into a corner because they've associated those two things for these past couple of decades. And the other thing is the Boy Scouts of America, if they leave it up to individual, you know, to individual, I don't know what to call them, troops or whatever, they're essentially saying that they support discrimination against gay people, that it's still okay. You know, this is frustrating because I have a son that I would love to be able to send somewhere to spend time with other boys. And, you know, he doesn't have that opportunity. Because
right.
If he disclosed something like that, or if myself and my wife show up to a troop gathering.
You think that'd be really awkward. That would not really work at all.
Yeah.
Sarah, thanks a lot for your phone call. I do want to get to a couple other people who are on the line with us who wanted to speak to this. Burke Stansbury is a former Eagle Scout based in Seattle. He started a blog for Eagle Scouts to post letters announcing the return of their scout badges, which is what he did. The blog Eagle Scouts Returning Our Badges has more than 130 posts. He got his Eagle Scout badge in 1965 here in Seattle. Burke, when I spoke to you last, we were talking about your effort to get this reversal. That was not many months ago. What do you think about what seems to be a turnaround?
Well, yeah, I have to say I'm pretty surprised. I think when the Boy Scouts made their announcement last year that they were sticking with the policy, it really looked like they were digging in their heels and that they were going to continue to be a discriminatory organization. And so for them to have reversed so quickly that decision, I think, really speaks to the level of pressure that they received. And you know, the Tumblr that I started was one piece of that, but it was widespread across the country, grassroots pressure, really sticking it to the scouts, shaming them publicly. And I think finally they really couldn't take it anymore and had to come to terms with the fact that they're just, you know, not in step with the direction that history is going.
Does this go far enough for you, Burke, because it still allows individual troops to continue to ban gays?
No, definitely not. I mean, I think the position that I've taken and others in the Scouts for Equality organization is that what needs to happen is not just a reversal of the ban on gay scouts, but actually the implementation of a ban on discrimination across the organization. So until that happens, the Boy Scouts will not be a truly open and inclusive organization. And so, you know, I'm certainly not going to call up tomorrow and ask for my medal back.
I was going to just ask you that. Would they even allow you to get your medal back?
Yeah, I'm not sure. There's been no communication to those of us, and it's actually well over 200 now that have posted on the Tumblr. There's been no communication about the fact that we sent our medals back from the Boy Scouts. And so, you know, I know there's a lot of guys out there who turned in their badges that have said as soon as the Boy Scouts reverse their policy that they'll join again. I'm not sure myself, but
right.
I think we do see this as a step forward.
Hey, Burke, thanks for talking to us. And that's kind of an interesting sidelight of this question. Will those Scouts who turned in their Eagle Scout badges want to get them back and get them back now that this policy appears to be changing? Suzanne wrote to us on Facebook, "Scouting has so much to offer, but we've kept our son out mostly because of this policy." And McKenna wrote, "It would be wonderful and we'd rejoin. Boy Scouts can be great if they allow it to be." Jay Meckling, a professor of American Studies at the University of California, Davis, what do you think the impact of this will be on membership in Scouting?
Well, they've had some decline. It's hard to get numbers, reliable numbers from the Boy Scouts, but they have certainly had some membership decline. One of the things that's behind all this is, and this has been true for a while, the Boy Scouts is, among other things, a business. And a lot of the decisions that are made in the Boy Scouts at the national office should be understood as business decisions, as weighing sort of costs and benefits of any particular action, which is not to say that there aren't also other reasons that people make policies, but I think business lies behind it.
Hey, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
You bet.
Jay Meckling, his book is called On My Honor, The Boy Scouts and the American Culture. And Jay is also an Eagle Scout. If you'd like to, you can send your further comments to our Facebook page, KUOW is the Conversation, where we've got a number of people who've weighed in on this, some of whom I've mentioned and some of whom I have not. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds.
Thanks for listening. The program you just heard was made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Support this program and others like it by making a pledge today at KUOW.org.